Good morning, welcome to, good afternoon, sorry, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday the 4th of March. It has ticked past midday. Right, good fun yesterday on Twitter, very amusing. What did we find out? We found out, although some of you aren't on Twitter, but those who are, Lee Cow Trading. Lee's a good lad, does a lot of bots and things, and clearly has too much time on his hands. And Lee, you proved you've got a particular set of skills, didn't you? I think that would be the right line for you. Lee has a particular set of skills. Good fun, yeah, very good. I liked that. That was good. He made a little video GIF type thing of including me. Very good, very good. And I'm glad you all found it amusing. See, the difference is I don't mind people taking the piss out of me. I take the piss out myself. I mean, that was a serious topic yesterday, and from what I'm hearing, the party involved is claiming he's still going to get access to Ultimate. So clearly, somebody either listening to this podcast or on the Ultimate service feels that it's the right thing to do is just to keep sending. Somebody obviously forwarded him the email yesterday, and then he's going to be happily forwarding him the sheets. So the next thing will be trackers in sheets. It will be legal action. This becomes serious stuff. Unfortunately, it affects everybody else because the service has to change next year. I can't just let people who aren't part of the service go around giving it away or thinking they're entitled to take it or whatever. I do wonder if these people just walk into John Lewis and just take stuff out and walk out. It's very strange behaviour. As I say, we're living in days of no respect and no one gives a shit. So there we go. It'll be what it'll be, as I said yesterday. But yeah, very good, Lee. That was very enjoyed that little video you made, that little 10 seconds. And my good lady found it hilarious. She found it really funny. Right, what have we got today? We've got Spurs struggling against Norwich. I've got to listen to old Suggsy and his nonsense. We're 1.62. It's too short. A lot of this obviously will depend on the two teams and what team Norwich play. Their win at the weekend make them feel they've got a chance to stay up more than they did. And perhaps they'll rest players with the league games coming up. It's one of those, isn't it? I never like to see the FA Cup sort of devalued, but who have they got at the weekend? They're away to Sheffield United on Saturday, so they may well rest players for tonight. It'll just be interesting to see. And I think, obviously, you'll see price shifts this evening if they do. But whatever 11 they play, they will. We will struggle. I'm not saying we won't go through, but I think we will struggle. Certainly won't blow them out the water unless they play an absolute reduced team. But we will see. So I'm going to go for Tottenham to go through, probably hard, maybe extra time. Leicester will beat Birmingham, fairly comfortable on that. And City will beat Sheffield Wednesday. Surprised that Sheffield United took as long. I don't know what team they played. I didn't see any of the football last night. And obviously Chelsea dumped the flailing Liverpool out as the Liverpool collapse continues. Oh, did I do that? So there you go, Leicester through, City through, and Tottenham scraping through against Norwich, either extra time or penalties. But as I say, a lot depends on team news. My Polish pronouncement paid off yesterday. I've got one for you today. Kilmarnock versus Aberdeen. If it is 0-0 20 minutes, a first half goal, drip backing a first half goal or drip laying a first half goal, nothing second half, just straight Kilmarnock Aberdeen first half goal if 0-0 20 minutes. And horses, spreadsheets, if you're listening, I've sent you another file to get on with. Not flipping messing around on Twitter. Get yourself flipping doing the work, son. Right, where are we? Where's the horses gone? Here they are. Right, 4 p.m. Yeah, 4 p.m. Lingfield. Let me get some prices. I'm not going to say it. I'm changing my ways for this podcast. We're going professional. Tankeeb win and place, 4 p.m. Lingfield. Tankeeb win and place. 420, which is Catterick. 420 at Catterick. Strike West, small win and place. 420 Catterick, small win and place. And 6:45 is Kempton. 6:45 at Kempton. Win power, small win place. Win power, small win place. That is the horses, as I say, at your own peril. Obviously, Cheltenham next week. We'll have the full Cheltenham set up, as I said. But that's it from me today. So have a lovely, what do you call it? Wednesday, isn't it? It's Wednesday. Oh, golf. Hang on a second. Bear with me. I've said it. Oh, shit. See? God, I'm there. Yeah. I like that as well. Shares what yesterday. The end of the... I didn't even realise I'd done that. I just threw in a spurs of shit at the end of it. Spurs of shit. Hold on a second. I've got some golf this week. I've got to dig out where I've put that now. Where have I put that little bad boy? Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Here we go. Oh, yes. Right. Hang on a second. Golf. Right, I'm giving him one more flipping chance. I can't believe I keep doing it, but I can't ignore the price. At three figures, 100, Kevin Na. This is the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Kevin Na at 100. Wyndham Clark, also at 100, been playing very well, Wyndham Clark. So Nah 100, Clark 100, and the last one is, where is he? Is Fitzpatrick at 55, Arnold Palmer Invitational. Matt Fitzpatrick 55, Nah 100, Clark 100, only having small bets on them. And I may well look to trade them, to be fair. And I'm only doing them, I've only done them so far in the win market. I will do the place. There's a bit more money. There wasn't any money when I looked. But Fitzpatrick's 12. Nah, 20-24. I'm just going to give that a little weight. And Wyndham Clark, yeah, 20. I'll take the 20 on Wyndham Clark. I'm going to do that now. I'm taking 20 on Nah, and I'm taking 12 on Fitzpatrick. So I'm going to have a small dabble in the top five finish, that is. Fitzpatrick at 12, Nah at 20, Clark at 20. And they are respectively 55, 100 and 100 in the win market. So that's the three. The place I will probably just let ride unless we get down to 101, and the win market I may well trade. I will update as we go. So that's it, Fitzpatrick, Nah and Clark. Nearly forgot those. That starts tomorrow, Arnold Palmer Invitational. I'm not getting involved in Qatar. I fully agree with what Paul Azinger said on the TV. The European Tour is a waste of time these days. It really is. I don't care what they try and big it up, the odd good event, but the PGA Tour is where people want to be playing and winning. Right, that's another topic. Right, I'm off. Spurs Norwich, depressing. See, I get up in the morning thinking I've got to go to football, depressed. Should be excited. I'm thoroughly and utterly depressed about it, and I'm going to have that flipping numpty in my ear telling me we can probably win the Champions League. But then again, I am the one who's booked the hotel in Turkey, so I'm a bit mad myself. Right, that's it. I'm gone. Have a lovely Wednesday. Crack on. And I will see you and speak to you all tomorrow morning. Oh, one more thing. Yes, he's back again. See, I'm doing it now. This is the lack of... last year, at the end of the football season, I organised a little drink up in London, treated a few of you to a drink in London on me at the end of the season. Talk about football betting, etc. Anybody thinking or would like to want to do that again this year, drop me an email. I've got a couple of dates free that I could do. So, I'll have a think. And if there's a bit of popularity for that, then I'll have a look at getting that organised as well. But somebody raised it with me the other day and just said, are we going to do that again? And I thought, well, it was quite a good day last year and got to chat to a few things. And I think for you guys to meet up occasionally helps out. But if you want to do that, give me a shout. That would just be sort of May, June, end of May, early June. Just a little drinky poos in London. Right, I'm off. Have a, what is it? Wednesday. Have a great Wednesday. See you tomorrow.